That was Lou Reed, Mom's Old Picture Book. It's from a compilation titled Mother, Queen of My Heart. It's on Sugar Hill Records. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. The program is called All Things Folk, a show dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana. It airs live from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Live every Sunday from 2 to 5. Or listen anytime on the WRCT website at WRCT.org. My name's Ken Batiste. Always a pleasure and a privilege to come into the studio and share the music I love with you. Today, a very special edition. Songs by, about, and for mothers. Celebrating Mother's Day on this Sunday. Dedicating the show to my late wife, Tika Hall. The mother of her son, Gabriel. And, of course, all the mothers out there. I'll get back into the music with the Louvin Brothers here on All Things Folk.
What a friend we have in Mother. Thank you, friends, for all your wonderful requests. We hope you enjoy that song today. And friends, thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. We've enjoyed being with you. We'll be back again tomorrow if nothing happens at the same old time, 10:30. Until then, be a good neighbor and listen.
Thank God. Thank you. mother let her children. She's a hard time when the mother's dead and gone. If father will do the best he can when the mother, she is gone. If father will do the best he can when the mother, she is gone. Father will he don't really understand. If mother little children sees a hard time when the mother's dead and gone. If mother little children sees a hard time when the mother, she is gone. Mother little children sees a hard time when the mother dead and gone. They go hungry, they go cold, they go begging from door to door. Yes, mother and her children, it's a hard time when the mother's dead and gone. It's just the way do the best she can when the mother's dead and gone. This sister will do the best she can when the mother's dead and gone. This sister will do the best she can, but she really understands. Children see the hard time when the mother's dead and gone. Children see a hard time when the mother's dead and gone. Yes, mother, little children see a hard time when the mother's dead and gone. They go hungry, they go cold, they go begging from door to door. Yes, mother, little children, see the hard time when the mother's dead and gone. Yes, brother, well, do the best he can when the mother, she is gone. Yes, brother, well, do the best he can when the mother's dead and gone. Brother will do the best he can, but he don't really understand. His mother and little children see the hard time when the mother is dead and gone.
I said good. She was drifting back to another time. try and make this rundown shack a home, a dream that really died for it was born. But she pulled us through the hardest times and made us hold our head up high, a gift we'd carry with us all.
Her cover of Hazel Dickens' song, Mama's Hands. That's on a compilation titled Oh Sister, the Women's Bluegrass Collection. It's on Rounder Records. We heard from Roscoe Holcomb, Motherless Children from the High Lonesome Sound on Smithsonian Folkways. The Lonesome Sisters, I Have No Mother Now, from their self-titled release on Tin Halo Music, and starting everything out with a little bit of gospel. The Louvin Brothers, What a Friend We Have in Mother, from Songs That Tell a Story, back to on Rounder Records. You're listening to All Things Folk here on WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Spac Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spac Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spac Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spac Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All Things Folk is a program dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, and it airs live each and every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 5 from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. My name's Ken Batiste. Again, thanks for listening. I appreciate the company on this Mother's Day. Back into the music, something a little bit different. This is Alan Sherman.
Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mada Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
Mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more on the next 3 minutes, please. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says thank you for coming.
you call back again. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes.
Want to diversify your music taste? Find yourself consistently searching for new songs in your favorite genres? If yes, tune in to hear Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed on Something Blue. Join us on Something Blue at 5 p.m. on Mondays.
I've stole away and cried.
Bell rang on the midnight train, carrying the hobos home.
I can't count the times I've stole away and cried.
Mama, Papa's done gone mad. cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. My daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong. And his kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's I remember Mama praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't cause my daddy didn't try. She eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Merle Haggard featuring Alison Krauss, Mama's Hungry Eyes. That's found on the Bluegrass Sessions on Hag Records. Emmett Miller before that, featuring Tommy Dorsey, Sweet Mama, Papa's Getting Mad. That's from the Minstrel Man from Georgia on Columbia Legacy Records. And we heard from Guy Davis, I Wish I Hadn't Stayed Away, from Kokomo Kid on MC Records. Guy Davis, the son of Ozzie Davis, the actor, and also the actress Sandra Dee. Shel Silverstein, Sylvia's mother, from The Best of Shel Silverstein on Columbia Legacy Records. And starting that set out, Alan Sherman, Hello Mother, Hello Father, from The Best of Alan Sherman on Rhino Records. The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And most of them are tossed aside. We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone. Today, in the United States, companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million entry-level positions, and because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent. 6 million young adults. Despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity, often because they have yet to earn traditional credentials employers value. So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life, discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. My name's Ken Batista, and again, I want to thank you for keeping me company on this Sunday afternoon. A special edition of All Things Folk, celebrating mothers on Mother's Day. All songs about by and for moms on this particular broadcast. We'll get back into it with Kathy Fink. Here's a song titled Sarah McCutcheon.
When Sarah McCutcheon was 80 years old, she had to start living alone. Married at 27, children alive, she wasn't too worried. She knew she'd survive, started painting the house, growing a garden, laid a brand new linoleum floor. Did all the cooking and cleaning herself. She's a grandmother you could adore. On the 1st of October, her son Bill came home, for Sarah was turning 81 years alone. As he pulled up the driveway, his eye caught the sight of a 3-story ladder he'd climbed once with fright. Followed it up, rung by rung, until his eye reached the 3rd floor, where Sarah was hanging the double storm windows and whistling Daisy once more. Mom, be careful before you get down. I'll come up and get you, Bill screamed. Don't be worried, I'll call the police. And he ran in the house to call help to the scene. Sarah climbed down saying, what's the commotion? Your father never did hang the storm windows, dear. Bill said, Mom, you're too old for this. In a home you'll be cared for with cheer. Sarah, Sarah, give me your answer, do. I can't take care of you. I'm doing what's best for you. So he packed up her bags and he locked up the house and he drove her on down to the old shady rest, where the youngest patron is 75 and the color TV blares at the front desk. But Bill knew that Sarah'd be well taken care of. She could take it easy at last. And there's so many nice people here your age, Bill said. Happy birthday, Mom. Then he left. The next day Sarah remembered she'd forgotten to water the plants. The nurse let her sign herself out for the day, and she filled up a bag with a few favorite things. Walked the 5 miles to her old neighborhood. The plants, they were lonely, they didn't look good. Waltzed herself back to the old shady rest, where she schemed to return to her Orchard Street nest. Day after day she took bag after bag, till there was nothing to take. Night after night, she plotted and planned just how to maneuver her final escape. On the 1st of December, she told the head nurse, I've moved everything home, except for my purse. The service is fine, but but I miss Orchard Street, where I cook for myself and I chop wood for heat. Sarah, Sarah, you're free to go any day. I can't keep you here if you don't want to stay. Now Sarah McCutcheon lives happily on ever after, the life that she wanted. Bill comes to see her from time to time for her good home cooking with a bottle of wine. Last summer she built a new shed for her tools. Next year she thinks she may put in a pool. And if ever she leaves the old home that she loves, it will be for that penthouse above.
Come around 10-10 and a jiffy.
for fall 2024. Tune in to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's newest public affairs program. Hear engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 8:30 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ella, sit down, let me tell you about the day I met you. Ella, first time I held you, you were so brand new. Just 2 days old and hazel eyes, to do but kiss them twice.
The Burns sisters, Jeannie Burns, taking lead on that song titled Ella. It's on Wild Bouquet on Ithaca Records. Gail Davies before that, Grandma's Song from her greatest hits on Coke Records. And Kathy Fink, Sarah McCutcheon from Doggone My Time, a 1990 release on Sugar Hill Records. Well, that wraps up hour two of All Things Folk. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ken Batista, and again, I want to thank you for keeping me company on this Sunday afternoon as we celebrate Mother's Day, dedicating the program to all mothers, especially my late wife, Dr. Tika Hall. All Things Folk is a program dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, and it airs live every Sunday between 2 and 5, live from the WRCT studios here on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Again, my name is Ken Batista. Always a pleasure to be in the studio sharing the music I love with you. So we'll begin hour 3 of All Things Folk, this particular special edition of All Things Folk, with Johnny Cash.
Two drummers sat at dinner in a grand hotel one day. While dining, they were chatting in a jolly sort of way. When a pretty waitress brought them a fancy tray of food, they spoke to her familiarly in a manner rather rude. At first she did not notice or make the least reply, but one remark was passed that brought teardrops to her eyes. And facing her tormentor with cheeks now burning red, she looked a perfect picture as appealingly she said, "My mother was a lady, and yours you will allow, and you may have a sister who needs protection now. I've come to this great city to find a brother dear, and you dare not insult me, sir, if Jack were only here. It's just one touch of nature, but it makes the whole world kin, and every word she uttered seemed to touch their hearts within. They sat there stunned and silent until one cried in shame, 'Forgive me, miss, I meant no harm. Pray tell me, what's your name?' She told him, and he cried, 'I know your brother too. Why, we've been friends for many years, and he often speaks of you. He'll be so glad to see you, and if you'll only wed, I'll take you to him as my wife, for I loved you since you said my mother was a lady like yours you will allow, and you may have a sister who needs protection now. I've come to this great city to find a brother dear, and you dare not insult me, sir, if Jack were only here.'"
Out where the blue bonnets grew, her that debt we all have to pay. She called me close to her bedside, these last few words to say: son, don't start drinking and gambling. Promise you'll always go straight. 5 years have passed since we parted. That promise I broke, I must say. I started drinking and gambling. At last I was just like them all. Each man took a card on the draw. I drew the one that would beat them. I turned it, and here's what I saw. I saw my mother's picture. Somehow she seemed to say,
change, stale popcorn, hair ties, and so many crumbs. But the real treasure? The music you'll find between the cushions. Join us on WRCT for an hour of unexpected and unknown tracks. Tune in, kick back, and let the music take you somewhere new every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Tried.